So we're just going to relax and breathe. Relax and breathe easy. Trusting and knowing that all is truly well. Finding that beautiful place of peace and tranquility, serenity and calm that underlies all of the activity. Just savoring that feeling of peace and ease as we give ourselves permission to simply relax and breathe, to bask in the spaciousness. I saw a Rumi quote this morning that said, "Let's move out of the circle of time and into the circle of love." So take a moment and imagine yourself moving into the circle of love. I just felt my shoulders drop. What a lovely feeling. Savoring that beautiful connection to Source that is love itself, that is the 100% truth of who we are, and allowing all of the love to flow, the love on the inside, the love coming to us from all of the universe, inside and outside and all around, the oneness that is life, the well-being that is Source, the beautiful, beautiful energy of Spirit right here and right now. And the first of the quotes I pulled from Abraham was from August 11th, 2001. In San Diego, where they said, "The things we would be asking ourselves is, what portion of my day am I in vibrational harmony with my desires? Which means, how much of my day am I happy, glad, eager, fulfilled, satisfied, complimentary? And what percentage of my day am I ornery, irritated, frustrated, or blaming?" You don't have to do 100%. You don't have to do 90% or even 80%. If you could get around 55% feeling better than not feeling so good, you'd have significant movement in what begins to happen in your experience. And then on another day, I don't have a date for this one, they said, "Go home and look in the mirror and say right out loud, inner being, I know you're in there, and I know you're aware of me, and I want to feel right here, right now, how you feel about me. And look in the mirror until you feel it. And what you will discover is the Source within you will look right back at you through the lens of your own eyes. And it will define for you a love the likes of which you've not allowed yourself. Source adores you, loves you, and appreciates you. And then say to everyone, until you're in the mirror with my inner being, I don't give a rip of what you think about me, and mean it. But when you look at someone else and they're feeling disapproval of you, they are not reflecting to you their personal opinion of you. They're reflecting back to you the image you hold of yourself every single time. So whether you're looking in the mirror for your inner being who is always there, or you're looking in the eyes of someone else, law of attraction has put them there to mirror back to you how you are feeling right now. And if it doesn't feel good, it's your opinion, not theirs. and you can do something about it. That's as clear as we have ever said it. And then today on Facebook, from 2018, Abraham said, "We want you to look at yourself and adore yourself. If you will make this small effort to appreciate you and what is yours now, you will soften so quickly any resistance that has been keeping you apart from the things that you want. It's the magic formula you've been looking for. It's the key to your blending. It's the key to your allowing. It's the key to your getting what you want. It's the key to your abundance, your clarity, and your stamina. It's the key to your energy, your vitality, your flexibility, and your wellness. It's the key to all things that feel good to you. Make some small effort, every chance you get, at looking at where you stand now and doing your best to soothe and appreciate you now, to soothe and appreciate your now. Reach for those feelings of appreciation for yourself." Feelings of appreciation of ourselves and our lives and where we are now. As I read what they were saying about mirror work, I was reminded of Louise Hay and how 30 years ago, 35 years ago, when I first discovered Louise Hay, she was saying, "Look in the mirror and say to yourself, I love you. I really, really love you, and I will never leave you." And Louise said, "Deep at the center of my being, there is an infinite well of love. I now allow that love to flow through my being." We are love. We are that. We are. It is the truth of who we are. And we have so much love to give and to share. But as Abraham's been saying, to love ourselves is such a powerful, powerful place to be. To look in the mirror, to look at a Zoom screen and like what you see. It's such a powerful practice. And with practice, it gets easier and easier so that you see your own light, you see your own beauty, you see your own energy, you see your own love. And that's what I want us to focus on today. Seeing the beauty, seeing the light, and seeing the love of who we are. As we imagine our lives, just relax and breathe for a moment. Relaxing and breathing. Oh, sinking into that sweet space of serenity. And bringing our awareness to the love that we are. I often say that in every organ, cell, and system of our body, there is the healing, loving energy of Source. So I invite you to feel the love. When I say that, I usually feel it in my hands. I feel the energy in my hands, like the Reiki energy, just activate the healing, loving energy of Source. Right here in my hands. I am love. We are love. And we have that incredible love that's flowing in us and through us and as us. in this moment, in every moment. And that beautiful love that is activated in our hands now, we can direct it anywhere we like. You can take that love and put your hands over your heart and just allow your own love to pour back into your heart and through your hands and your arms, and make this beautiful infinity symbol, figure eight, of love moving through your body, your heart, your arms, your hands. Love in motion, love in action, the infinity symbol indicating that love is infinite. And so we have this love moving through us and in us right now, and we can direct this love anywhere we want. So we can direct it to a favorite person, a friend, a family member, someone we care about deeply, someone we might in some moments be tempted to worry about. But instead of worrying, we can acknowledge that they too are love. They too are source in action. And we can send that infinite love that we are. We can direct it. We can control it. We can tell it, I want you to go to this place and to this person. And just around that person, you can imagine it as a hug of love, or you can imagine it as a hand on their heart or on their forehead or the top of their head, just sending love in this person through their body, through their mind, through their spirit. Abraham says our relationships are eternal, and the love that we are goes out as we leave our bodies. The love that we are expands into the infinite love that we are, and we are reunited with all of those we have ever loved. At my mother's funeral, I said, "Who's there with you, Mom?" And she said, "Everybody." That infinite love, the ones who've gone before us, the ones that are still here. In that beautiful space and consciousness, we connect with all of them. And I'm thinking right now of face of a beautiful friend who helped me many years ago that I haven't seen in 30 years or longer. And I'm thinking of her and supporting her with love in this moment. And I invite you to think of someone from your past that you can just thank with an infusion of love, whether they are physical or non-physical, doesn't matter. Just sending the love, sending the light, sending the harmony that is the truth of your being in alignment with your inner being, and feeling that beautiful expansive space of love that is ever inside your vortex, directing that love to someone specific. Might be someone that you were totally in harmony with. Might even be someone that wasn't so harmonious in your life, but you can send them love today and let go of any past judgment or acrimony and just allow your love to bless that person, for they too are the leading edge of thought. And whatever the role they played in your life, you can love them now. There are so many people we can include in our love. We can include an infinite number of people in our love because our love is infinite. And it's so possible to just send love. Whatever we think of, we can send love. We can send love to our home, filling every room in our home with love, knowing that everyone who comes there, who lives there, who visits there, is surrounded in love when they enter our home. We can send love to our neighborhood, just blanketing our neighbors to the left and to the right, forward and back, and all around, flooding our neighborhood with love, flooding our town, our county, the metro area that we live in, the state we live in and the states around us, the whole country, flooding the country with love, flooding the world with love, sending love to any place in the world that comes to mind. Our love can bring love to the surface, to meet it anywhere we think of. Sending love to places where it might appear that they need a little more love right now. Sending love where we think it might make a difference. Love meeting love. Our love in consciousness has very little resistance in it. And everyone, everywhere is love in expression. They may be showing up as 90% love or 3% love, but they are love at the core. And so we send love to the love, call to the love, call to the grace, call to the movement of love in the world. Imagining love surrounding our planet, supporting and uplifting all of those it touches. And then as our meditation comes to an end, bringing our love back home closer and closer and closer. And if, like me, you've been using your hands and gestures to send love, you can just put your hands on your heart and love yourself for being the loving blessing that you are. What a gift you are to the planet. What beauty and grace and power and joy you are. I give thanks for all of us, knowing more clearly each day the truth of who we are, loving ourselves and each other and the world. I give thanks for this, and I invite you to stretch a little bit and to come gently and sweetly into a beautiful space in consciousness. As the urge strikes you, you can open your eyes and smile. It is such a blessing to be love in action. I give thanks for this, and so it is.
And so it is. Wow, Connie. Many places that I travel with this meditation. It's great. Hi, Judy.
Hi.
Marsha.